Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Details on the English and Language Arts curriculum adopted by the school committee, by Christy Gibson. Newton Public Schools is making significant changes to its English Language Arts curriculum across all grade levels, following recommendations presented at the school committee's May 11th meeting by Director of English Language Arts and Literacy David Cloker, with support from Assistant Superintendent Gina Flanagan. For grades 6 through 12, the district plans to build a common, teacher-created curriculum by rounding up the best lessons already being taught across Newton's schools. The scope of these units would be developed during the 2026 to 2027 school year and fully adopted in fall 2027. A key goal is ensuring that all levels of high school ELA classes, including CP classes, are addressing grade level standards, since CP classes have sometimes been viewed as below grade level. The curriculum committee identified three major areas for improvement. First, training all content teachers at the middle and high school levels to help students access informational text, with middle school teachers piloting curricula from three outside programs. Second, establishing clear writing expectations with common assessments and a centralized digital writing platform to track student progress across grades. And third, strengthening public speaking skills. Both high schools already have a sophomore public speaking experience, and the committee wants a similar assignment at the middle school level. Dr. Cloker organized the first middle school oratorical festival this year as an extracurricular event, and Day Middle School already holds a poetry slam. There was notable discussion about curating grade-level text lists. School Committee Chair Alicia Piedaloo expressed concern that such lists could be associated with censorship, while others saw value in ensuring appropriate variety without duplication across grades. School Committee Member Victor Lee raised the concern that developing curriculum in-house, while appearing cheaper since there are no outside fees, might carry hidden costs in teacher time. He asked whether the district has enough time, energy, dollars, and support to do this effectively. For kindergarten through second grade, the school committee unanimously approved replacing the long-used Foundation's phonics curriculum with a program called Yuffly, combined with supplemental materials for handwriting and spelling, starting in fall 2026. 16 teachers piloted Yuffly this year and saw unusually quick positive results. According to Dr. Cloker's memo, first-grade students in the pilot group of 147 students saw a 12% average gain in early literacy scores and a 14% gain in reading scores compared to their 604 peers not in the pilot. More than two-thirds of the district's elementary literacy specialists voted in favor of the switch, with those opposed citing a desire to minimize new initiatives rather than concerns about the curriculum itself. District leaders emphasized they are staggering new adoptions to avoid overwhelming educators, prioritizing Yuffly while doing a soft launch of the math curriculum and beginning social studies pilots. Teacher training on Yuffly is planned for summer 2026. Mayor Mark Laredo praised the move toward consistent academic expectations across middle schools and the emphasis on public speaking, adding that he wants to ensure students are reading plenty of books each year. For the full article and more details, visit figcitynews.com. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening.